You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And after how many years the two brothers met?
34
years after they met. So now here, you see there's an interesting arrangement that Yaakov ben Avraham Shalom decided to protect his family and his people. So now we see that he placed the children of the maidens, it's called Shefachot, in the front, and the other kids in the back. So that's a very puzzling matter. Well, why he did such a thing?
So
oh, no, but the point of the matter here is, we see when Yaakov ben Avraham Shalom decided to leave the house of his father-in-law. When did he decide? Well, yeah, that's... Now, when Yosef was born, so now he had an assurance that Yosef can protect him. Why? Because we read in Haftarah. What do we read in Haftarah? Sorry? Chazak Baruch. So, Beit Yaakov, that means Am Yisrael, they resemble to Esh. What is Esh?
Fire.
And Esav is?
Cash.
What is cash? Like a straw. Yeah. So that means the holiness of Am Yisrael is like a fire that can destroy the whole society of Esav because they resemble to straw. So Yosef is fire. So now if he left when Yosef was born, so how come he put him in the end? You understand? He left the house of Laban, because he was sure, now there's nothing to worry about. Why? Because Yosef can take care of his son.
And the children of the maiden, they disrespect him. So because they disrespect him, Hashem protect them more than Yosef.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Very nice.
Who disrespect him?
The children of the maidens, they were not as respected as others. So now, back to our subject. So now, Yosef was placed in the back. But if Yaakov ben Avraham Shalom left the house of Laban because Yosef gave them the security, how come he placed them in the back? Just imagine Yosef was in the front. What would happen?
Burn everything.
What would happen?
The protection was
No, Yosef could, as we see here, that the whole concept that Yosef is able, as we are waiting for who? Mashiach ben? Mashiach ben Yosef. Exactly. So Mashiach ben Yosef first is going to come and prepare the path for Mashiach ben David, the real main Mashiach. So how come he doesn't place him right in the front to protect everybody?
Maybe because Yosef was, he went and stood in front of his mother. So Esav would not...
No, he could do both things at the same time. You're right. But he could have blocked his mother and also be in the front. So this way, then Esav would run away.
He would start a war with Esav.
Could be, but again, the protection will be provided. So now here is a very beautiful message, and it says, what is Yaakov Avinu was thinking? What the pattern he used? So now, he knew if he would place Yosef in the front, so now, what kind of impact would create on the others, and the other rest of the family? Would it make any improvement on others?
No.
If I would, would it?
No.
You sure? Or are you doing tarot? You understand the concept? Yosef is in the front, right? So Esav runs away. Good? So now, on the others, well, the other kids and the family, but what difference does it, would it make on them?
They don't have that
push
value.
Why?
They don't think that they...
No, it's a... He left. He ran away. You're safe now. No? Yeah? But there was no improvement in them. There's no change in them. You understand? Yes? So now here Yaakov Avinu Shalom, no, if he puts Yosef in the front, so now the other, the world, be relying on who?
Yosef.
So no, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the rest in the front, so they will be scared, they'll be shaking. So now, when they're shaking, and they're scared, so now, so Ana Hashem Hoshi'ana, they start doing teshuvah. They're going to come to themselves. But if I put Yosef in the front, so, finished. Nothing. So now here we see, what a chokhmah. What a chokhmah Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom used. Why? Because he wants to tell us, it's a great thing. Like, let's say, just imagine. You imagining? You ready? So let's say you're driving, you know, and happen to be, you know, you're a little hungry, you're going a little bit fast. Not too fast, like let's say 130 miles an hour. It's a little fast. So then, you see, all of a sudden, beautiful lights right in the rear mirror. Green, blue, yellow. And then not only that, they play music for you too. At the same time. So what kind of feeling it gives you?
Stomach
trap. It's a nice thing. Shilam alod esayna el harim. I'm sorry I came late to mincha. I'm gonna come early tomorrow. I'm sorry I left after Arvid. Still in Sefer Shiur. See, the beautiful lights and music. So then changes you, huh? That's what Yaakov Avinu had in mind. So I put Yosef in the front. Well, what's going to happen to the rest of family? They're just going to stand like this. They look into you. They're just, what's going to do? So, done. Finish. And that's what exactly Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us. The greatest zechut is that you be shaken up. There's nothing better. Lev nishpa v'nikeh. Ribono Shel Olam never rejected. He says, what Miss Moore is it?
77, 51.
Beautiful. 51? Hasak Baru. Lev nishpa v'nikeh. When? It's very interesting, you know, it's an unbelievable program. Ribono Shel Olam, when he wants to bring rain, he makes noise. Have you heard? What is it called?
Thunder.
What was it? Why you want to bring your rain? Why are you making noise?
So people will get scared and do the
shul. Beautiful.
And the oceans.
Chazak Yavaro. Gemara says, what's the ra'amim is good for? Why? Why Hashem created such a thing? Gemara says, your heart, that you should never go to the heart doctor. Amen. The heart sometimes becomes mixed up. it loses its navigator. Ribono Shel Olam, you know, when you hear the thunder, then makes it filterize. Gemara says that Brakim and Ramim, Hashem created that to fix the Agmumiyot after Lev. When the heart becomes not straight, you know, not good thoughts, you know, logic, mentality, you know, Did you have you heard the real thunder, not the Cthulhu? Good one. Shakes you. Something. You know what they speak here? You know how many watts this is? You know what it is? It's an unbelievable thing. Then it just it cleans you up. And that's like, well, I'm not showing them exactly this. So, no, what do you mean? I put yourself in the front, and then everybody just going to sit comfortably, and they know, this brother, take care of herself. He said, no, that's not how it works. You go in the front, shaking, sweating. Then, how do you say in Persian? That your feeling comes into its place.
Satan knows.
Unbelievable chokhmah. You know, we have a mizmor, very, very beautiful mizmor. It says, Shemesh umagen. You know this mizmor? No, we say it every day before mincha, the mizmor before mincha. Shemesh umagen. What's the mizmor? You remember?
Yeah.
Sorry?
82?
No, but you know what it says before you find out what mizmor is it? You said every day. What's the pasuk says? Shemesh umagen. Shemesh umagen. Hashem Elokim. Chen v'chavod iten Hashem. Mizmor? Almost. Chazak v'aroch. Pedalit. Mizmor? Pedalit. What is Shemesh umagen? Shemesh umagen. It says Shemesh umagen Hashem Elokim. It says Hashem is the sun and the shield. What does it mean? Hashem is the sun?
He lights up your path.
Yeah?
Yeah, illuminates the path.
Shemesh? But can you look in the Shemesh?
No, you go blind.
So what does it mean that Hashem is Shemesh?
It's the shield and the sun.
Shield and the sun?
The sun, you have the shield. Look at it.
So, but Shemesh is only the day. So the night you cannot find your path. Only the day?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense. If Hashem is protecting me, it has to be constant. All the time! It's a very beautiful insight. And that is, why don't you say Hashem is Shemesh? Why? Can you look at the Shemesh?
No.
What do you need?
Sunglasses.
Here, many times, the same way that you look at the Shemesh, it hurts you. Sometimes, you feel the circumstances. It's not fair. Why are you doing this to me? What did I do? Why don't you leave me alone? I mean, you said to Hashem. The same way you like look at the Shemesh and it burns your eyes, right? That's how you talk to Hashem. But what do you need? To be able to look at Shemesh, what do you need?
Sunglasses.
The Melam Shalom is teaching us to be able to look at Hashem. It's exactly to look at
Shemesh.
Because you cannot look straight to the Shemesh. What do you need?
Sunglasses.
To find out how Hashem is running your life, you need a sunglasses. You need, that means your perspective to how Ribbono Shel Olam is dealing with you is exactly to looking straight at the Shemesh. It hurts you. But to find out how Hashem is dealing with you, it's not just like looking straight at Shemesh. You have to see what he's up to, what he has planned for you. But your perspective is, it's not fair. We have to go through this. I'm going through pain. But you don't know. You don't know. And you have no clue how he's running your life. It's all for good. But your perspective exactly the same way, you know, how long you can get the Shemesh? You're going to get a sunburn. And then you start complaining. Why? Because you don't know that what good Hashem is to you.
So is the staring at the sun like trying to figure out why he's doing it?
Beautiful. Exactly.
It's going to burn your eyes.
Exactly. Why? Because when you don't have emunah, when you don't have emunah, real emunah, so then that's exactly just looking at the sun. I'm burned. Oh, it hurts me. My eye. Why? Because you don't have emunah. You don't trust Hashem. That's why you're not happy. That's why you're not smiling. That's why you're weak. That's why you don't want to go out. Because you don't have emunah. You don't look at the sun like this. You have to be prepared. You have to wear a right protection. You have to have the sunglasses. And the same aspect, that's how you have to look at the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's exactly what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did. You don't put yourself in front. So you have to go in front, shake, shake. Why? Because that makes you to realize how good the Ribono Shel Olam is. And you have to have emunah peshuta that whatever Hashem brings about, it's only for your good. And just a reminder, you have to keep repeating the mizmor. Shemesh u'magen Hashem Elokim. That's right. At the time of Mincha, or Mincha, Menucha, we have to go through this mizmor to remind us. Here, they passed. Don't forget. Yibon Sholam is a Shemesh. Gives you light, gives you ore.
We can't get too close to the Shemesh, right?
Yes, exactly. It's exactly. That's the whole concept.
But
that
it's
means.
Yes,
he's a magen. When you wear a sun, what is a magen? That means you have to understand that you don't understand what Hashem is up to.
That's where the name Elohim comes in.
Yeah, exactly. Hashem is a keno, to have it right. Sunglasses, without Hashem, full of emunah, full of simcha, without Hashem, and Yeshua, the Kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.